Okay. Hi everyone. Today my talk is about the characterization of temporal evolution of soil hydraulic properties under anthropomorphic conditions by X-ray tomography. Everybody know the impact of agriculture on soil. Many properties is affected by this stress. But in particular systems of cranberry production, we have a lot of drainage system and we use a lot of water for irrigation and control water table and flooding. And we suspect an evolution of soil hydraulic properties caused by two main processes of genesis. The first one is consolidation, and the migration of small particles in the matrix can be clogged as some part of the porosity and reduce the drainage capacity in the future. That's why we need to develop a techniques with the tomography imagery in the lab to evaluate this problem. The main objective of this work is to analyze the temporal evolution of hydrodynamic properties of sandy soil during repeat drainage and recharge cycle using a medical CT scan. The experimental setup is soil columns of 1 meter with many tensiometers and lysimeters, and we measure inflow and outflow, and we control the boundary condition at the top and at the bottom to simulate a water fluctuation, water table fluctuation between 35 and 50 centimeters of depth. And we accelerate dissociation of water table fluctuation. For example, during 1 day, we did about 200 cycle of drainage and recharge. And it's equal to what's happened during years. And we did many scans with the medical scan during this experimentation to evaluate the evolutions of hydraulic properties. And this is the sum of the result. You have the depth of the profile and we have the porosity and for different days during the experimentation. And you can see the high reduction of the porosity caused by consolidation at the soil interface in the water table fluctuation zones. And you can see at the other graphics, this is the concentration of the particle tracer, zirconium oxide, and you can see an accumulation of the chloride just at the top of the water table fluctuation. And we suspect a very reduction of drainage capacity. The techniques give the opportunity to analyze this problem in the lab. And if you have a question, just come to see me at my poster. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Any questions?
Yes.
So what did you analyze based on your X-ray computed tomography images?
This is a coefficient of absorptions. And with this value, I can calculate the porosity for each voxel, and I combine another technique to predict the hydraulic properties. I have a poster about this subject I presented last day.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.